our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are coughing podcast. I'm coughing.
I'm wheezing.
And together we are a Pokemon team.
Team Rocket, blast off to the speed of light.
Surrender now or prepare to fight.
Meow, that's right.
So anyway, it's Monday.
It's Monday. Holly, we were coughing because we just ate, and for some reason that makes sense.
Yeah, well, just getting all the
food. Like, I always cough after I eat. Why is that? Is that
we
like
ate so much
thing?
Food the last 2 days.
Like maybe your throat coats itself so you can swallow food better?
That's probably accurate.
I'm just going to decide that's correct. We did eat a lot of food the last 2 days. We periscoped a little bit about it yesterday, mm-hmm. But like nobody watched. We just got a grill. Like we talked last time about getting the grill.
Yeah, but we got
it. And you had like just set up, but now we've actually used it.
We used it 3 times in 3 days.
3 nights in a row. Might be the last time we use it, because that's the way we do things sometimes.
I don't know.
No, I think we'll use it.
We'll use it again. I'll buy some more pineapple, because it's
yeah.
the best thing.
Yesterday we did an experiment. We're like, we're going to buy a whole bunch of stuff and just grill it and see what happens.
So many vegetables.
We bought a tomato, a summer squash, a pineapple, an apple.
Mushrooms.
We used a plum. We had
pear.
Peaches, a pear.
Bananas.
2 different types of peppers.
Leeks. So all vegetables and fruit.
All fruits and vegetables. We had a completely fruit and vegetable evening last night. We grilled maybe half of what we could bought.
Yeah,
we're just like,
I'd say it was probably like
a little
five-eighths.
Yeah, and there was so much food. It was so much food. We had to quit grilling because we were like, we can't eat any more food.
So we just took the rest of the big tray of food, of vegetables, put it in the fridge, and we grilled the rest of it today, along with chicken
corn and potatoes. We had a large meal. I couldn't finish it.
Yeah, there's some leftover for tomorrow.
It's good, though. What did we decide as far as vegetables go? So we had 2 different kinds of peppers. We had a yellow bell pepper, and we had a pasilla pepper.
Yeah, the other pepper wasn't great.
The pasilla pepper was like kind of bitter.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And
very
it wasn't
good.
Very good. It might be good in something like blitzed up or like in a salsa or something.
Yeah, blitz it up.
But it wasn't good on its own.
You keep talking about getting a grilled avocado, but I don't think that would do anything.
I don't think it would either. That's why I didn't buy one.
Yeah.
The yellow bell pepper was pretty good.
Yeah.
I didn't like it a lot of it so much because you charred the hell out of it instead of like just grilling it slowly through and just getting like grill marks on it.
Uh-huh.
And that was like too much for me. I don't really like the charred flavor.
Like the
but you like the char flavor, so. And you were cooking, so that's fair.
The peach was my favorite food I've ever eaten.
The peach was really good. Grilled peaches. Grilled peaches, highly recommend. Again, we tried to grill the plum and it was ripe. It was eating ripe, which means it was too ripe.
It
would have
been awesome
grill.
If I just ate it.
Yeah, it would have been good just eating it. The same thing with the peach. I think if you're going to grill a fruit, make sure that it's underripe.
Yeah,
because
that peach was underripe and it softened up real good.
Yeah, any more ripe, though, that would have fallen apart.
Yeah, it was just
apple,
ripe.
Not really worth it.
Yeah, it's just like a baked apple, but without, you've got to put something
without
else on it.
Without any of the good stuff. Yeah, it was the same thing with the pear. The pear needed like a little sugar and cinnamon. Yeah. It needed something.
I have those for later so we can...
You liked the pear, though, better than
I might make
I
some
did,
apple pear mix, like sauce or
there you
something.
Go. You could probably put it in oatmeal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah,
grilled
now
apple
that it's
and
all,
pear oatmeal.
Yeah
now that it's
good.
Cooked. It'll be cool. Grilled pineapple, amazing on its own.
So
you don't
good.
Need anything else but
so the trick with grilled pineapple is cook it hot and fast so it keeps all the juiciness inside and it's like dry on the outside.
You really just need to warm the pineapple through.
I like it. I like it when it's like when it's dry on the outside, and then you bite into it, and it's like a juicy explosion.
I don't like it dry anywhere. Mushrooms are good grilled on their own. Tomato didn't work.
No,
we just had the wrong kind of tomato, or it was too soft, or something.
Yeah,
it
was
just
a tomato.
I don't know if grilling a tomato would work out. The leek had potential.
Yeah, we just did it wrong.
We did it wrong. I think we made
like a,
bits.
If we made like a gratin or something, like cut it up into small pieces, like with potatoes.
Yeah,
that'd be really
if
good.
If we cooked it in like today, we cooked like foiled potatoes. I think if you cooked it in foil, the leeks would have been good.
Yeah.
Or some other way to get a little bit of grill on them, but it didn't really.
Yeah, it didn't work. Take.
They got rubbery and fell apart. It was super weird.
It was weird.
But grilled onions are amazing, so grilled leeks were going to be good.
Yeah.
What else do we have? Butternut, or the summer squash was... Eh.
I'd rather have zucchini.
Yeah, zucchini's better.
So yeah, we grilled a lot of things.
Yeah.
And then,
but if you're looking for top recommendations of things that you should grill that maybe you haven't, pineapple.
Pineapple and peach.
Pineapple and peach. Yeah.
The corn was... The potatoes were really good.
Potatoes were super good, but you had a recipe for that.
Yeah, you have,
like
to, you have to put them in foil
butter
and stuff.
Butter and foil and cheese. Of course they're going to be good.
It was good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
the mushrooms were good, too.
Yeah, but you can't cook them too long.
No, if you cook them too long, they get dry.
Yeah. So, yeah, so other things that happened this week. On Friday, I woke up and I couldn't hear out of my right ear.
You could not hear at all out of your right ear.
I was freaking out because, like, it was so weird. Like, I put my headphones on even and just one side was blank. It was
so weird. Did you realize it right away when you woke up?
No, as in when I was in the shower, I got, like, a little bit of water in my ear and I just kind of, like,
shook
it
out
and it just wouldn't.
Like, oh.
But then, like, I'm like, I can't hear at all.
And do you think you couldn't hear before the water and you just didn't notice?
I don't know.
I bet that's the case.
Yeah. But I was just like, there's nothing happening out of this ear.
And I was asleep and you, like, texted me. You're like, hey, just FYI, I'm couldn't hear out of my ear, so I'm going to the doctor.
Yeah.
And I was still asleep. And then you came home and I was still asleep. And then I woke up and you're like, I was like, why are you here? And you're like, didn't you get my message? I was like, no, I was asleep.
Yeah. But yeah, they gave me just amoxicillin for 10 days.
What did he say? What did the doctor say?
Oh, he was awesome. His name was something Rojas. I don't remember his first name.
Dr. Rojas.
But he was awesome. And he's like, yeah, you're fine. You'll probably be able to hear again.
And what was wrong with your ear?
Oh, he said it was so swollen that the eardrum couldn't move.
It couldn't
vibrate.
Yeah.
So I couldn't hear anything.
So you had an ear infection. So
yeah,
now
it was just
you're
real
on
bad ear
an
infection.
Antibiotic and.
But it's.
Sudafed.
It's migrating across my
head.
Are
you taking the Sudafed still?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I just, that's the other one I took.
You making meth? Did they ID you?
No, it's just like store brand. I bought one, and it's the pills. It's not like it's the bottle.
Let me see the thing.
I don't know what's in it. They said just take it.
You didn't get Sudafed. I told you to get the real stuff, and you didn't.
No, he said just get anything that's decongestant. That's all you need.
Okay.
And I think it's one of these three things is decongestant. Because Sudafed's for, like, a cold, like, if you have a runny nose and all that other, like, cough suppressant and stuff like that. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get what I needed.
Mucinex or whatever.
Yeah. Just for my... Because he said if I get decongestant, that'll clear up my ears. And I can hear now.
Yeah, you, like, never get sick, so it's strange that you got sick.
Yeah, I was so, like at around 2 o'clock, my head was pounding.
Yeah, today you just had a headache, and you took something for that.
Yeah, I got some gypsy tea.
Oh, yeah, your gypsy tea, that helped a lot.
Yeah, M gave me gypsy tea.
I'm real sad. My tea maker at work, I have a plastic tea maker. It's leaking now, and I'm not sure if I'm even going to try to troubleshoot it or if I'll just get another one.
What's it? How does it leak?
Like, when I put the water in the top, it just drips individually out the bottom. So I don't know if I put it back together wrong or something. Because I took it apart to clean it, put it on the dishwasher, cleaned it, put it back together, and now it's just slowly leaking
out
the bottom.
You put the rubber washer in there and everything?
Yeah, I put the rubber thing in. I don't know if I put it in correctly, though, because I didn't see how it was taken apart. But at this point,
I can look at it because I remember how it was
taken apart. Well, it's at work, so. And I'm in a different building than you because I started a new position at work.
Yeah.
So,
So the one thing that you mentioned to me today is that you had to go out for lunch today to the sandwich pub that just makes, like, bad lunch meat
just
sandwiches.
Mediocre sandwiches. Very mediocre sandwiches.
Yeah. That, like, you could make, like, you go a block away
like,
and get an awesome
sandwich. I paid, like, $10 today because I had to, like, leave a tip and stuff, too, for a mediocre sandwich.
You should just go get good sandwiches.
I didn't have a choice in where we ate.
Yeah.
And I have a feeling I'm going to be, because I'm eating with, like, I'm, like, hanging out with new people who are training me and everything, I have a feeling I'm going to be eating out every day this week.
Uh-huh. So, like I said,
so
bring a sandwich. When you go to the restaurant, just bring out your sandwich and eat it.
Sandwich.
Be like, I'm fine, I'll have water.
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, well.
You can't bring outside food in a restaurant. It's like a whole point of a restaurant.
Bring your bag and just have a sandwich and be like, I'm eating my sandwich.
I think they might notice.
Who cares? Just order a water.
No, I don't know. I don't know.
We're frugal.
I'm just not really relishing the idea of spending like $50.
What sandwich did you get?
I had the meat torpedo.
Okay.
It was
just like
beef.
It's like the low grade lunch meat on.
No, it wasn't regular. Low grade. It was okay.
Okay.
No, the one that I had wasn't today. It
no,
was
when I got the pastrami, it wasn't real pastrami. It was like pastrami loaf.
Yeah.
But like when they reform it into a
loaf and they call it pastrami.
Yeah.
No, I mean it was like beef and they said like horseradish white cheese,
okay.
Something like that. I don't know what that is, but it was fine.
Yeah, horseradish is real good.
Some lettuce and a tomato.
I'm a fan of horseradish.
Right. Yeah, you didn't taste the horseradish at all in that sandwich.
Remember when I ate horseradish?
I was going to get the bacon and cheddar French dip. It was like a French dip with bacon and cheddar
on
it.
Yeah, but the meat probably is just like
reformed
roast beef.
Just would have been like an Arby's sandwich.
No.
An Arby's French dip.
I doubt it.
Arby's is probably better.
Yeah, because it's hot.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
And Arby's slices it just the right thickness.
I don't highly recommend Bonzers. Like, if you don't have anywhere else to go.
Go to the Harvest, Dakota Harvest.
Yeah, I think we're going there Thursday.
There you go. Oh, you have it all planned out?
No, we're going there Thursday because the lady who's visiting, she used to live in Grand Forks, and my manager person, and she misses Dakota Harvest, and so we're going on Thursday because they're serving her favorite sandwich on Thursday.
Is it the turkey bacon or turkey apple cheddar?
No, it's turkey pesto.
Okay.
So.
What was it? Turkey cheddar with apple butter.
Yeah, something like that. You like that one a lot.
That was so good. Do we have apple butter still?
I think we do have apple butter.
Yeah, we have a jar of it.
We don't have any turkey or cheddar.
We can make those happen.
Yeah, or good bread. That's the problem, is the bread's delicious. Like, we can't replicate that
bread.
You can just buy it there.
Yeah, $8
for a loaf. Turns out it's a bakery, and they sell bread.
Yeah, so it's Dakota Harvest is a bakery that they make sandwiches for lunch.
And they make breakfast, too.
And they make breakfast and lunch.
They have breakfasts.
I don't think we've been there for breakfast, have we?
I went once, but I just like had a muffin.
Yeah, but they have they make sandwiches for lunch, and they're awesome because the bread is really good, and they use good meat and good cheese and good ingredients.
It's good. It's all local. It's just real delicious. If you're going to eat a lunch in Grand Forks, 100% go to Dakota Harvest. We found that our first week here or something like that, too. It was really early.
Yeah, I think that
was when we came up for apartment hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, what's this Dakota Harvest? We'll try that. And we're like, this is the best sandwiches. Why don't we eat here every day?
We checked Yelp or something for the highest rated place, and it was that.
Yeah. This guy's really good. If you haven't been there, anybody in Grand Forks, it's highly
recommended. If you haven't, if you live here and you haven't been there, you're
And
really
they have a monthly menu where they have the same thing every day of the week for a month, and then they switch it out every month.
They have soups and sandwiches. Their soups are good, too. So, it's a little pricey if you get both the soup and the sandwich. I'd probably stick to one.
But it's every Thursday of the month is the same sandwich and stuff like that. Every Tuesday. So it's not the same sandwich every day for a month.
No.
It's seven sandwiches for 4 weeks
in a row. 21, because they do three a day.
Oh, yeah. They have different selection, too.
Sandwiches.
They usually have a vegetarian option, too.
They always have a vegetarian option, because they're all hippie like that. They're hippies.
They're all granola.
Granola. Yeah. I taught you that term yesterday.
Tell me about the granola. Oh, you should go through the list of things that MSG does to you.
Oh, my God. I have to find it. Hold on. Hold on one moment.
This was the best thing that happened. So there's a new health food store.
Yeah, it's a natural grocer's.
Natural grocery store that some granolas
Fargo?
Opened up. We call them granolas because they're
That's
hippies.
That's the word, for hippies. It's granola. Something's real hippie, it's granola. I don't know if that's derogatory. It probably
Do they have dreadlocks?
I mean,
Do they have white people
I'm
dreadlocks?
Sure someone does.
I hope so.
Hold on, I have to find the link.
And they better not wear shoes. Or only Birkenstocks.
I think you have to.
You have to wear shoes?
I think you have to wear shoes in a store.
Oh, yeah. Maybe, they better be wearing corduroy.
Corduroy
and Birkenstocks.
Is that what you think they wear?
Yep.
I don't think you wear
or
corduroy.
Jeans.
No, they probably wear
jean shorts?
No, those hippie pants. They're all flowy and shit.
Oh,
they probably wear skinny jeans.
Do they have patches on them?
All right.
Remember the,
Let me find MSG here. So, anyway, they have a whole big, long list of foods they won't sell and, with ingredients they won't sell for just stupid reasons. Just not good reasons. But under MSG, they do the scare tactic of these are the things that you might get.
You might get.
If you eat MSG. Now, let's keep in mind, MSG has been thoroughly vetted as totally fine.
Uh-huh.
And the entirety of Asia would be dead if even half of these symptoms
were true. So I remember being scared of MSG in 1987 when I never knew what it was. Because it's a big scare, monosodium glutamate. I'm like, that sounds like it's bad for you.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. It occurs naturally. People don't even think that it does.
Isn't it in mushrooms?
I like this. Glutamate is is an excitotoxin, which stimulates your brain into thinking what you're eating tastes better than it does. Wrong. I think it tastes exactly how it does, and it's delicious. That's like what they said. They're like, your food doesn't taste as good as you think it does. But I don't think...
I think it tastes good.
That's how flavor works, right?
It's like your brain tells you it tastes good.
That's the only thing. Okay.
It's a toxin.
Possible reactions include...
Okay.
Headaches.
Headaches, okay.
Migraines, okay. also known as
headaches. So a migraine is just a different headache.
Different headache.
So you could leave those in the same topic.
Stomach upset.
Okay.
Nausea and vomiting.
That sounds like stomach upset.
Also stomach upset.
So, okay, so let's just go over what we heard so far. So we have headaches and migraines, which are the same thing.
Uh-huh.
So that's two options that could be condensed to one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then we have stomach, what was it?
Stomach upset, nausea and vomiting.
That's three things.
No, nausea and vomiting is one.
Oh, okay, so two
because
things.
We always know that if you have nausea, you will vomit.
Right.
That's the rule.
Usually you just kind of feel icky, but sometimes you puke.
Yeah, like nobody...
So what's that? How is that different from stomach upset?
It's not.
Okay, so that's another one we can condense to
I mean,
one.
Maybe stomach upset's like stomach cramping? I don't know.
Okay.
Diarrhea.
Mm-hmm. That's also stomach upset.
Irritable bowel.
Also this stomach... Is, okay, that's
okay,
four
Okay, bowel
one.
Is like... Not your stomach,
That's
though.
Lower stomach.
I am willing to condense diarrhea and irritable bowel for sure.
Okay.
Asthma attacks.
Okay.
Shortness of breath.
So they're just cheating.
Yep, so far they've doubled all of these. Okay. Now's where they start to swing out to a little bit different stuff.
Okay.
Anxiety or panic attacks.
That's the same thing.
It's all in one, though.
Okay.
It's before a comma. Heart palpitations.
That happens during anxiety and panic attacks.
It does, but they don't necessarily correspond. Partial paralysis.
Oh.
I don't think that's true at all. I don't think anyone's ever gotten paralysis from MSG.
I am paralyzed.
It's probably from the cliff they fell off first before they ate their sandwich.
Yeah.
Heart attack-like symptoms. That's in quotes, by the way. I don't know why that's different from all the rest, but heart attack-like symptoms
is that
in quotes.
Is that heart palpitations?
It might be.
Or anxiety or panic attacks.
Balance difficulties. Mental confusion.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I like the idea that, like, you can blame, like, your work problems. You're like, ah, I can't make this work.
I had Chinese
probably
food.
Probably that stir fry.
It's probably the stir fry I ate.
Mood swings.
So, okay, let's go back to makes you think that your food tastes better.
I'm not done
so
yet.
So how is that different from salt?
It's not.
Okay.
It's the same. It's the same thing. Mood swings. Skin rashes.
Oh.
Runny nose.
That's too bad.
My favorite one, bags under the eyes.
That's what causes it.
I'm very, of these symptoms, that definitely sounds like the most traumatic one.
Oh, you might get bags under
your eyes. Flushing. So, good hygiene practices in the bathroom, apparently.
What?
Flushing, like when you, like, blush, like your skin turns red.
Okay. I thought it was if you turn white. Is that something else?
No, that's something else. Flushing is like when your skin turns red.
I thought flushing is if it goes white.
No. You're like flush. No. And then,
What is it called when your skin turns white? Like when you get real pale? Like
maybe that is it. I don't know. Mouth lesions. Mouth lesions.
Mouth lesions! I get those all the time anyways from walnuts. Don't eat walnuts! Walnuts give you like mouth sores or whatever. I don't know if you know that about walnuts.
Yeah, they do. They give you canker sores in your mouth.
Get the cankers.
Not necessarily cooked one as much. I try to avoid walnuts because they always hurt me. They hurt my mouth.
Yeah. Every food hurts you.
No, it's documented.
You're like, this is too hot.
Yeah, because it just came off a 400 degree grill. I think that's reasonable to say.
This melon is too allergic.
Yeah, that doesn't hurt. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah. I can't eat bananas and mangoes and melons.
Shut
and
up. I still can eat bananas. They don't
guacamoles.
React as much. Avocado. No, guacamole I'm fine. Just avocado itself. I don't
Maybe
know what the difference is.
Maybe the lemon fixes it.
I don't know if it's that or I just don't notice it as much because it's in other stuff. There's other stuff with it.
It could be.
Yeah. I'm just a big pile of mess. I asked you a question before the podcast and I was like, oh, we should save that for the podcast. Remember what the question was?
Yeah.
Question.
I'm going to ask you first.
Okay, ask me first.
If you had to be one character from Game of Thrones, who would it be?
It's such a tough question.
Uh-huh.
Because everybody just gets shit all over.
I have the best one, though.
You do. You can go first.
All right. I want to be Podrick Payne.
Why would you want to be Pod?
Because Pod's awesome.
How is he awesome? Because from what I've seen so far, he doesn't really do anything. except make the prostitutes so happy.
That's
that they
exactly
didn't
what I do.
Oh yeah, that's
nothing.
What you ever
I hang out with the cool people. And help them be awesomer.
Help them be better than they are.
Like, he hangs out with Tyrion, and Tyrion's awesome. Then he hangs out with Brienne. Brienne of Tarth, and she makes her awesome. Brienne. I don't know how to say her name.
Brienne of Tarth.
Brienne. It's close enough. She's kind of mannish.
Ouch. I think she's just tall. In what other way is she mannish? Also, why is that bad?
It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
I'm just saying that she is. If she was womanish,
Spanish.
That'd be bad.
I don't think she's...
I don't think she's Spanish
she's a
either.
She's
I'm not a Sheila.
We were watching an episode of... what the fuck were we
Weird
watching?
Food.
Oh, yeah. Bizarre Foods with Andrew Zimmern.
Yeah,
and
they went to Australia,
and they had this guide guy, this Australian guy, who... You could tell by the way he talked that he thought the worst thing in the world was to be a woman.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not a Sheila, I'll eat it.
Yeah, every time like someone challenged him or was like, you gonna eat this? Or like, you gonna go fish that thing? Or you gonna touch that sharp thing? He's like, I don't want anybody to call me a Sheila.
I'm not a Sheila, I'll do it. And like then there's this, some Aboriginal lady just like, I'm
eating
it.
Like
whatever.
Like, you don't have to prove you're a man. You can just eat the food.
She's like, I'm just eating it. I'm not saying shit.
Like, just his demeanor. Every time he said he didn't want to be a Sheila, or like, he just, like, accusingly called somebody a Sheila. What are you, a Sheila?
You're a Sheila.
Like, it's the worst thing in the world to be a woman.
Apparently, that's what their women are called in Australia, or Sheilas.
But that's like you saying, like, me saying, or like, you not wanting to eat a mushroom and be like, what are you, a woman?
Don't be such a woman about it.
Yeah, like you can't say that.
Like I say to you all the time.
Yeah, do you?
Uh-huh.
Is that a thing you say to me all the time?
I do.
Anyway, I'd be Brienne of Tarth. Because she seems cool.
Yeah, she's cool. Yeah. And you can hang out with me.
I can hang out with you. Oh,
and
yeah.
Tell me what to do all the time. Like you do all the time anyway.
It just seems like she's had the least bad stuff happen directly to her.
All of her people that she was supposed to serve got killed.
Yeah, but she's fine.
But she feels real shitty about it.
Like, everybody
she's
else
all about
is
honor.
Bad.
She's
like,
protect them with her
like,
life.
Like, I would
and
say Arya, but she's, like, blind now. Oh, spoiler alert if you haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Oh, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones.
Sorry. People, I guess it's a little late for the spoiler alert.
Spoiler. But Pod is awesome.
Pod's great. Nothing happens to him, either.
He just hangs out.
He's not a knight. He's just a squire. Forever a squire.
Someday
always a squire, never a knight.
He was like a hero in the battle of...
He could be a knight. He just isn't.
Not yet.
No, but he might be.
There's seasons left.
Yeah, I'm not super happy with the show. I don't think it's doing quite what it needs to do.
Yeah. It's fine.
That's all.
Anyway, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones at all...
You should probably watch
it. It's pretty good.
You know what? I realized today that our podcast used to be about mostly what we were watching on TV.
Uh-huh.
But everything's in the off-season right now. So
we talk about what
like,
we cooked.
What are we going to talk about? Doctor Who? I guess we start talking about Pokemon again. We used to do that a lot. You just started playing Pokemon for, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, no, I tried to play Pokemon Black and White, but it's so slow.
Oh, is that what you were playing? Yeah, don't play that.
I played Pokemon Black or White, one of
you
the
You didn't
other.
Like Black or White. Why would you try
I
to play
I wanted to try them again, because maybe
I
liked them
now. Oh,
you
thought maybe you were doing it wrong?
But then I
you
realized
were young
that
and
really,
dumb
it's really slow.
It is slow.
I should just play Y again.
You should just play Y, or at least Black and White 2.
Yeah.
We have one or both of those.
Yeah, the main thing I didn't like about Pokemon Black is that none of the old Pokemon were in it.
So, we went to Target today, and by the checkout, there's trading card stuff, but there's also individually packed Shopkins, but they didn't have a price on them, so I didn't buy any. I'm pretty sure they're probably like $2, because the double ones are $3, but I was really sad, because, what do you have now? You have two hands. What do you have in two
hands?
Pick
a hand.
That hand. All right. So, are you opening one too? No, we gotta save them.
No, I was just seeing which one you were gonna open.
So anyway, I went to Target. So they have individually packed ones. So if you want to buy me one, I won't be sad about it. Otherwise, I went to Target sometime in this last week, and they had the season 3 of Shopkins. So I bought two of them. I'm gonna unbox. I already unboxed one of them at work. It was kind of a disappointment. I don't think the character's that good. I got a macaroon and a boot.
A boot.
Yeah. Got a boot and
was
a macaroon.
His name Booty Boot?
Yeah, and I don't remember what his name, but the macaroon's name was literally Macaroon. It was super lame.
Come on, Australia.
Yeah,
don't be a Sheila. Get it right.
Now, I don't like the packaging as much on the new ones. It's harder to open. The baskets are shaped a little bit differently. So they're a little smaller, and they're a different color, and the handles are like on the sides instead of on the ends. They are pink still, but it's like a glittery pink, and they're more rounded now. The consequence of that is somehow the, like, plastic wrap that's on them...
You need me to open it
is
for
hard,
you?
No, I'll get it. The plastic wrap that's on them is harder to open. On the old ones, there's, like, a little place you can kind of stick your finger in and pry it up. And you can't do that on the new ones. Let me just puncture it a little here.
With our letter opener.
With our letter opener.
Oh, speaking of which, Bookmooch.
Bookmooch. If you're not aware of Bookmooch, do some...
So Bookmooch is something that I signed up for probably 10 years ago. And I just put some books that I wanted on there.
What is it? How about
you
explain it?
So Bookmooch is you put books that you have that you want to get rid of. You just list them up there. And then people say, hey, I want that book. And then you send it to them in the mail.
Yeah. It's like Puka Trade for books. But
yeah,
it definitely came first.
Yeah. I mean, it's... Yeah. It's basically you send a book, you get a point. And then somebody sends you a book, they get a point, and they take your point.
Yeah.
And you just trade books back and forth.
That's pretty much it.
I got two books. I got No Country for Old Men by Cormac McCarthy. Mm-hmm. Which is what I wanted to read. I also got the Gunslinger Born graphic novel,
mm-hmm.
which is one that's been on my list forever. And someone just like, yeah, I have it. You want it? And I was like, yeah, I want it. But it was weird because I haven't seen a Bookmooch book in at
you
least...
You hadn't used this site in like...
Since we were together. Five years?
No, one time I think did you get a book in that entire time. It was when we lived in the Efficiency. I think you got something off of it.
Maybe, yeah. But but it's been probably 3 or 4 years since any one book, but I got two in a week.
Yeah.
Because that's how that shit works.
Okay, so back to the Shopkins here. One comment I can make is you can actually remove the cardboard on these in one piece.
That's nicer.
You don't have to, and it's certainly not as easy as just tearing it off. There's really no reason to do it, but... the limited edition ones in this, the fancy ones, are jewels. They're like a necklace or whatever. I don't, again, anticipate getting any of those because they're like...
I hope you get a toast.
One in a pacillion.
I hope you get a toast.
Yeah.
It's got a little butter on it.
A little butter. Anyway, so I decided that I'll buy more Season 2 Shopkins. The ones that are packaged individually are Season 2, so I might grab one or two of those just to see about them. Otherwise, I'll just hang out.
Do I get to open one of the two?
Four. No, you don't get to open any of these. Sorry.
I didn't want to.
I feel like made the plastic card to open on these, too.
I have scissors.
All right, what do we have? Okay, so the girl that I watch on YouTube who opens these, Bunny, Graveyard Girl, she opened like 3 of these already in Season 4. This is a beret, and it's not interesting at all. I think there's more berets than like anything else. She just got a ton of berets, and I just got a beret. It's a hat. A lot of hats in this season.
Yeah, it's
not very
good.
Don't love the hats. The shoe I got, it wasn't a boot, it was a shoe. His name is Stinky Sally.
Stinky because it's a shoe.
No, Sneaky.
It's a snoot. It's
this
stinky.
Is Bonnie Beret. It is a common. I wonder if it's possible to get two of the same one in the same basket. That would suck.
I don't know.
I bet it's not.
I hope their collation is better than that.
Yeah. They're probably aware that that would be terrible, right? Mm-hmm. Seriously, this plastic is like way stronger. I don't know what the deal is. All right. And we got... Another macaroon. See, this is why I don't like this season. Another macaroon.
A cookie?
Yeah. I already have a duplicate. I've only opened 2 baskets.
I want Lana banana bread.
Yeah, well, I got another macaroon, and I'm not buying any more of these. They're not interesting at all.
But Lana banana bread.
The baskets are marginally cooler. They're smaller. But I guess you could use them for more stuff, I guess. Right.
So do you want to guess the magic cards now?
Oh, yeah, let's do our crack pack and then we'll move on to our snack. I've been trying to wait for the snack until near the end because we just ate a bunch of dinner.
All right.
And we have 2 snacks.
This pack has Liliana Vess on the front.
Okay.
Who looks just like Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
In case you were wondering.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't. Does she really look like Keira Knightley? Oh, God, she does. I didn't know that Kevin Bacon was married to Kira Sedgwick.
Oh,
you
know yeah. That? Oh, I don't want to look at the rare yet.
Why did you just look at it?
No, I didn't.
Did you look at the rare?
I saw the token in the planes.
Did you look at the rare?
No, I didn't.
Did
Jesus.
You look at the rare?
Shut your face,
okay.
Sheila. All right. Chandra's Fury.
You're ready to write down anything good that I come up with.
Yep.
This is when a red creature, it's an enchantment.
Okay.
It's a red enchantment for some reason. When a red creature enters the battlefield, deal 1 damage to target creature.
good. Is What's good? The mana cost?
Mana cost, it's 3. 3-ish. That might be undercosted, but...
1-2 creature. Okay.
Elder creature?
No. I was just writing down what you said.
Oh.
Chandra's Fury. 5 mana for an instant.
Okay.
Chandra's Fury deals 4 damage to target player and 1 damage to each creature that player controls.
Yeah, all right.
So 1 damage
one
to creature.
1 damage to each creature.
You were close.
Like, 1 damage to all creature.
Charging Griffin.
Charging Griffin. It's a white card with haste and vigilance, and it's a 2-2 for 4 mana. Not at all what it is, I know.
You have some of that right. It's 4 mana for a 2-2.
Okay.
But it has flying.
Flying, okay. Oh, yeah, it's a Griffin. I guess it would.
And whenever it attacks, it gets +1/+1. That's good. Close enough. You got 2 right.
I didn't get
three out of 5.
Right. I didn't get any of that right.
You got the mana cost. You got the power and toughness.
You know,
and
I'm
you got...
guessing, right? Like, I have no.
Bone to Ash.
Black. Sorcery. Exile. Target. No, exile your opponent's graveyard for 6 mana.
No.
Okay, what is it?
It is none of those things.
All right, what
is
it?
It's a blue instant.
No, that's dumb. That's a dumb name.
Counter target creature spell, draw card.
No, none of that's right. Why? Don't put those in my correct pile. They're not right.
I'm giving some leeway.
No, I only get them if I get them all right. Don't
exactly
do that.
Right?
Yes, exactly.
Or how many things wrong
like,
can you
pretty
get?
Friggin' close. Those were only kind of barely right.
Farrakha's Disciple.
I don't know. I don't even know which color that is.
Should I give you... I can tell you the creature type.
Give me a creature type.
Centaur Warrior.
White? Blue. Black. Green.
You get one guess.
Green.
Okay.
4 mana. What was it called again?
Farrakha's Disciple.
Forgot already. Legendary creature. I just decided, even though you said it wasn't. For 4 mana. The 2-2 that gives everything else on the battlefield +1/+1.
Everything?
Yeah, everything. He's taking out the pen, you guys.
2-2.
That'd be fun for Commander, not for any other.
It's green. All other creatures get +1/+1. Nope. It's common, so it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
But it does have Death Touch and Renown 1.
Okay.
It's a 2-3.
Oh, it was green.
Yep.
For 4 mana.
Separatist Void Mage.
I know, I'm sure I'm supposed to know this. Blue. Oh, shit. I think I almost got this one right once. This one is... Oh, I remember it. No, I don't. It's like something goes back to your hand or something.
Mm-hmm. Tell me
when
more.
He enters the battlefield, the a target creature goes back to its owner's controller's hand. I don't remember how big he is, though. It's like
yeah, that's the important
part. Like
3 or 4
mana. Mm-hmm. Probably a 2-2, something like that.
You got it.
Yeah!
2-2 for 4. When he enters the battlefield, return target creature to its owner's hand.
I knew it! I got one.
You got
one. All right, 1 of 15. I'm happy.
Reclaim.
Oh, shoot. I remember this one, too. Reclaim was like take something back from your graveyard or something.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
tell me more.
Really, return a card from your graveyard to your hand.
It's close. Something. It's very close.
What is it?
Put a card from your graveyard on top of your library.
On top of your library. See, I'll never get that.
It's close.
It doesn't count. It doesn't count.
Okay. Suppression Bonds.
I should know all these. See, these the names are starting to sound familiar. Suppression Bonds. I'm gonna go with black. Target creature doesn't untap during its controller's untap step.
That's really close.
What
it's
is it?
White.
Oh, it's white.
Enchant non-land permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Enchanted permanent can't attack or block and can't activate abilities.
Nah, it's not quite.
It's
not the same.
It's
the same
almost,
idea. It's removal.
Almost,
it's but it's not the same.
Veteran's
thing.
Sidearm.
That's an artifact equipment. I don't know what it does, but it's a gun. Or a knife, maybe. Some sort of swordy thing. Just equip 2, cost 2 to cast, and it gives the +3/+0 to the person.
I mean, you got a lot of it right.
What is it?
It's equip 1, equip creature gets +1/+1.
Yeah,
2 mana.
Not close.
Fire Fiend Elemental.
nothing special, but he's 5'5" for 5 mana red. That's what I've decided. What is he?
No, he's 3/2 with haste and renown 1.
Okay. I guess I could have guessed haste. Ooh, lots of red creatures.
This
have
is
haste.
A good uncommon.
I'll never
uncommon.
Get renown, by the way. I'm never going to remember a single.
Ravaging Blaze.
Ravaging Blaze deals.
The art is Chandra shooting fire all up
can
in
I
the
see
air.
The art? Just turn around. I can't
you
see
know
the
it's
words.
Red. It's just her shooting fire all up in the air.
Nice.
Real
yeah,
hard.
I probably would have figured out Ravaging Blaze is red, but thank you. I'm going to go. Deals. One damage to all the opponents' creatures. I don't have the energy today. What is it?
X damage to target creature. And then if you have two or more instant and or sorcery cards in your graveyard, it deals X damage to target creature's
controller. Oh, that's spell whatever, right?
Spell mastery. Oh, this one's fun. Meteorite. I love the flavor of this card.
Mm.
This is one of my favorites of all time.
I remember seeing this card and thinking about it. It's just like a big thing that does like 8 damage to a creature is what I've decided. It just lands right on his face.
A big thing? I mean, it does just land right on his face.
Yeah.
But it's an artifact.
Yeah.
Because it's a big rock.
Yeah, I would have guessed artifact. I'm sorry,
it's
I didn't say artifact.
It's a 5-mana artifact.
Okay.
When it enters the battlefield, it deals
yeah.
2 damage to a creature because
yeah.
it falls on them. Or player, creature or player.
Okay.
And then you can tap it to add 1 mana of any color to your mana pool.
Oh.
Because
oh,
it's
right,
a mana
just
rock.
Up a rock.
It's a big mana rock and it's got a guy's feet sticking out of the bottom.
I get crushed. Card.
All right, last uncommon. Sky Raker Giant.
This is a blue... No, probably not. It's a green giant guy with reach. He's got reach. He's a 5-mana 4/4 with reach.
Wow, that's really close.
Okay.
It's red.
Red.
But it does have reach, which is very
weird. Sky Raker. That's why I got it. It's not hard to figure out that's reach.
4/3 reach for 4 mana.
Okay. It's red?
Yeah.
That's strange.
There's not very many
red
reach
guys. Oh, that's
right.
Reach and red. I remember that being like a thing.
Okay. Here's our rare.
Mm-hmm.
Battlefield Forge.
That sounds shitty.
It's got an anvil.
It's an enchantment, and you can return a... tap it to return an artifact from your graveyard. I'm sure it doesn't do that.
What color is it?
It's colorless.
A colorless enchantment that you can tap.
Yeah, obviously.
What's the mana cost?
Probably like 3 or 4.
All right, colorless enchantment.
Don't make fun of me. I don't know what I'm doing. You're the one making me do this.
3 or 4.
Yeah. Put that right on the card. 3 or 4.
Tap, return target artifact from your graveyard.
To the battlefield.
Oh, okay. We're adding that on there.
This isn't some Robo Rosewater shit. Did you see the one I retweeted yesterday?
Yeah, it was so bad.
Oh my god. No, it's great. Hold on. I have to find it because I love
so
it.
So Battlefield Forge is a land.
Oh, really?
Tap it.
Oh, that makes sense.
Tap it
it's
to,
a
add,
forge.
To add red or white to your mana pool.
Yeah, I probably should have known that. Oh, well.
Okay, my favorite land. Plains. You know Plains?
You yeah. like Plains? It's tap it for white.
Yep, you get that one. That's
Woo!
2 out of 15.
All right, let me find the Robo Rose Water.
Oh, wait. There's one more. Thopter.
Thopter is a 1/1 flyer. Artifact creature. Token.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm just like, more words. Okay. Yesterday's Robo Rosewater, I don't know if we addressed Robo Rosewater. I think we did. This is the magic, the neural network that they've trained to make magic cards. Anyway, yesterday's was Bimblar Blith, which is 5 mana. It's a green. So it's 4 colorless and a green. You put that away. We're not
I'm
finished
smelling
yet.
It.
This is a legendary creature, Merfolk Beast, in green.
Uh-huh.
It's a 3/5.
Sounds right.
Whenever Bimblar Blith attacks,
Bimblar Blith.
Each of target land enters the battlefield with 2 +1/+1 counters on it, and remove all +1/+1 counters on it. At the beginning of your next graveyard from your graveyard, you may pay 1 mana if you do shuffle your library.
Those are all magic words.
Sacrifice a land. Bimblar Blith deals X damage to each opponent who can't gain life equal to its power to target creature or player.
All right, no.
I really like at the beginning of your next graveyard from your graveyard. And each of target land enters the battlefield with 2+1+1 counters on it and remove all +1/+1 counters on it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I'm going to favorite that because I love it so much.
That's a good one. Bimblard Blith. Is that what it's called?
Bimblard Blith.
Bimblard Blith.
101 favorites.
Yeah, that's a goodie.
So good. Someone tweeted and was like, this is what magic looks like to non-magic players.
Yeah.
It does.
That is correct.
All right. You have one of our snacks. Would you go grab the other snack?
All right. We're going to try this one first.
We have two snacks this week. We went to the health food store yesterday because we were looking for like vegetables, and they didn't really have much for vegetables, so we bought some sodas and candy and stuff.
There's a sonnet attached to this.
Oh, there's a sonnet. Oh, do you want to explain what this is before
This is... Chocolate XOXOX.
It's a brand. You could probably find it at Chocolove. Stores. I've seen it before.
Chilies and cherries. Chilies dark and cherries. Chocolate.
I don't like cherries, but we're going to try it.
All right. And I don't usually like cherries. Do you want me to read the sonnet?
Yeah, read the sonnet.
Sonnet upon a stolen kiss.
How long is it?
It's a sonnet length.
Oh. All right, go for it. Make it less
now boring. Now gentle sleep hath closed. Okay, bored.
Yeah, already bored. Now gentle sleep, bored.
Oh, and that sonnet was by George Wither.
Is that like a real person?
Yeah, I guess.
Like Whittier, maybe?
Wither.
Wither?
Wither. All right.
How do you spell it?
Wither. Like wither.
Wither. That's what I just asked. Are you going to give me some of that, or are you just taking it all yourself?
You have one
does
square.
It have, like, blocks? Does it come in? Oh, it does. It comes in, like, little block things.
We'll have one block.
Yeah, hearts on it. How's the smell? It just smells like dark chocolate.
Smells like dark chocolate. All right, let's eat it.
I love chili and chocolate. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite flavor combinations. Ooh, it's a little spicy.
Yeah, it's chilies.
And some cherry in it. Yeah, all right. I think this was like $3.50. I don't know that I'd purchase again. It actually tastes a lot like that single source dark chocolate that I have. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't need to add cherries and chocolate to or chili to it.
You don't need to, but it's a nice
touch. It's good,
touch.
But it's spicy. Not spicy.
Alright. I'll have this one. You can have that one.
No! No, you're gonna share this with me. Hey, you got two pieces. I only got one.
Uh-huh. Because there was three in a row.
What? Why does that mean you get two? I don't understand how that equates. Alright. You are getting our other snack, which we briefly discussed last week. This is Southern Biscuits and Gravy Flavored Lays. Because we had the... truffle one last week. We discussed that we had the really disgusting gyro one just before that.
Next week is Reuben.
No, we're not having the Reuben one. I'm not doing it.
Oh.
I'm not spending another like $3 on it. But
that's spicy.
Yeah, no. I'm not spending another $3 on a thing I'm likely to just throw away.
That's fair.
Okay, what do you smell like? Smell like breakfast, dude. They really do. They smell like sausage. No, you're not taking those. I get them first.
I want to smell it. Jesus. Okay. It smells like breakfast sausage. It's got meat in it.
No, I think it's the right kind, though. I think it's going to be good. All right. Let me try it.
My mouth is full of chocolate.
Mmm. Those are good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are really good.
All right. We'll try one. You had two, and I'll have one, and then we're even.
Yeah.
I'm going to put them away.
Okay. I would eat more of those for sure. They taste like breakfast sausage, but, like, in a really good way.
I got the biscuit flavor. Yeah.
If you don't like them, I'll eat them all.
And I'll eat the rest of the chocolate, and we'll call it even.
No, that's not even at all.
How is it not even? You get a big bag of chips, and I get one little chocolate bar?
One little chocolate bar. That's a lot of chocolate. You're not even supposed to be eating sugar.
Well?
Sugar makes you fat.
Sugar makes you fat?
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
We were watching Beetlejuice just now.
We were watching Beetlejuice. Oh, shoot, we're almost at 45 minutes. Top three. Top three Beetlejuice characters. Go.
Lydia.
Also.
Beetlejuice.
Lydia's mom.
Beetlejuice.
Lydia.
Beetlejuice.
No!
Oh, it's a big snake monster.
All right, that's all we have for today. We have to go fight off a snake monster.
Candyman.
No, Candyman. Don't. We're not in front of a mirror in the dark. It's fine.
I
can't even say it.
No, you can't say it. Don't do it.
I'm not gonna.
Viewers at home, don't do it. At AHA Podcast on the tweets. I'm at Only Obsessed. You're at Matt Olaf.
How long do I have to wait until I can say it again?
Facebook.com/AHA Podcast. AHA Podcast@gmail.com. Yeah, I was wondering that too. I was like, what if they say Beetlejuice twice and then like 2 days later say it again? Does that count? I don't know.
Or the other one, the bad one.
Oh, no, the bad one. I don't know what the timeout is. I don't know.
Because I'll just be like standing in front of a mirror and I'll say it once and then I'm dead.
Yeah. I don't think you're going to be dead though. You get a chance to fight him off though, right? They don't address that, but you have to get a chance.
He's got a hook for a hand.
Yeah, you can fight him off. You'd have a chance.
He's like a ghost monster.
You'd have a chance.
How come we don't watch that movie after we watch
No! Movies? Who do you think you're married to? Oh, by the way, it's our wedding anniversary on Saturday. Buy us stuff.
Yeah, buy us the anniversary.
Buy us stuff. Okay. We didn't. Bye.
Okay, bye.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.